The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The total national debt, including the amount borrowed from Social Security, was $11,719,060,925,865.86 as of Monday. That's up $37 billion in the past week, $113 billion in the past month, $2.1 trillion in the past year. If you took that much cash in $100 bills and lined it up end to end, you'd understand why Congress just cuts checks with lots of zeros.
Either way you look at it, though, it's an awful lot of money.
More from Anthony Mason and the experts coming up. Consumer confidence is up. Best it's been since the beginning of the recession. And although home prices are still down compared to last year, they appear to be turning around. First up quarter in 3 years. But the president's economic advisors predict unemployment could reach 10% this year. And the debt. Well, based on what I hear from economists, I think it's safe to say the national debt will return to the moon long before NASA does.
Debt of the United States is growing so rapidly we are viewed by the rest of the world as profligate, imprudent, and incapable of managing our own affairs.
Yes, eat your heart out, world. And we managed to do it before adopting national health care.
We'll either need wrenching spending cuts, a boom in the economy, or a new funding source, or some combination to get this fiscal house back in order.
Everybody thinks this is complicated, but in fact, the math is pretty simple.
It means you're going to ultimately be paying higher taxes.
The check is blank. They gotta sign it. Ain't no money in the bank, but they know how to find it. All they're asking is for a little more debt.
Near term, it's not a problem. It's when you add in the effects of Medicare and Social Security and the two wars we continue to finance that this begins to add up.
D-E-F-I-C-I-T. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 26, 2009.